Have you ever thought about setting up an affiliate program for your digital product? Do you know that there are colleagues and existing customers out there who would love to recommend your program? Interested in a new way of creating additional revenue and sales? Well, in today's episode of the Passive Project Podcast, we are welcoming Kelly Morrison from Create Your Affiliate Program. Kelly is an affiliate program manager for online creative entrepreneurs, and she knows better than anybody how amazing an affiliate program can be for increasing sales and revenue for digital product creators. In today's episode, she's walking us through how we should set up our own affiliate program, how to make a whole affiliate package to make promotion really easy for our affiliates, the tech setup and how it's not as complicated as we might think, and so much more. That's coming up in today's episode of the Passive Project Podcast. You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we discuss building your online business to make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, mother, lover of systems and automation, and avid coffee drinker. Hey guys, I am so excited to welcome Kelly Morrison today to the Passive Project Podcast. And Kelly runs a few businesses, one the Virtual Peacock and the other is createyouraffiliateprogram.com. I am really excited to have her here today. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. Okay. So let's just dive right into it. If you want to tell us a little bit about you and your background, like kind of your business journey and what led you to where you are today. And you can and speak about both. I know you have these two different businesses, so, you know, definitely speak to both of them.
Yeah, they kind of intersect a little bit. So 10 years ago, I was in college and no clue what I was going to do when I graduated. And I actually read about virtual assistants in a magazine. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun, right? And so I started my business because it sounded fun. And the first 6 months, I cried because I had no clients and no clue what I was doing. And then I decided I would get serious about my business and making it work. So I got my first VA client. And it kind of took off from there. And so over the years, I would support my clients in various ways. And then a few years ago, I started supporting them with affiliate programs. So when they were launching or selling a digital course or what have you, they wanted to work with affiliates because, you know, as we'll talk about, you can make lots of money and grow your lists and stuff with affiliates. And so a big part of what I started to do for my clients was support them with their affiliate programs.
Right. So I think that's a really common story of starting a business as a service provider and then realizing what your sort of special sauce can be and then niching down to that, right? So you started as this more general VA, but then kind of really realized that helping entrepreneurs, particularly digital product entrepreneurs with their affiliate programs was this sort of special thing that you were really specialized in and needed. Like I actually can't think of that many VAs or service-based business owners that specialize just in, you know, running really profitable and effective affiliate programs.
Yeah. And I think affiliate programs is one of those things that is very underutilized in the digital space. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because it seems overwhelming. And to me, the fun part is that it's not overwhelming. Like once you get your steps into place and.
Right. Really so we're going to talk about that in a second because I want to hear a whole lot more about that. So just for folks who are maybe newer to the idea of running an affiliate program, can you just explain, you know, what it is and why someone would want to create one?
Sure. So before we talk about what an affiliate program is, I'll just share what an affiliate is. People might already know. But an affiliate is someone that shares you or your work with their community. And in exchange, they receive a commission of some sort. And usually it's a financial commission. And the affiliate program is what you put in place to make sure that the affiliate has everything that they need, their link, their promo materials and such, and that they're well taken care of.
Right.
And I want to do an affiliate program because it's a quick way to grow your business and it's a win-win for everyone involved. It's a win for you because you get to reach more people and make more sales without having to do a ton of work. It's a win for your affiliate because they get to make commissions sharing you and your work with their community. And then it's a win for the people that are purchasing your product or service through the affiliate, because if they're purchasing, obviously they needed whatever it is that you're offering. So it's a win-win-win across the board.
Totally. I think it's so smart. So, and what's interesting is, you know, we're talking about affiliate programs specifically related to digital product sellers, but affiliate programs exist way beyond this too. Like, I still write and manage my own lifestyle blog, and affiliate marketing is a big part of that. And a large part of my affiliate commissions come from Amazon purchases.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just for digital products. I link to products on Amazon that I use and love, and people buy them, and I make a commission off of that. So this whole idea of affiliate programs and kind of referral systems or referral rewards is widespread. And so we're just applying it specifically to this niche of digital product sellers.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk tech for a bit, because I think this is a big stumbling block where people might start to feel like they can't do this for their own program because they aren't sure of the software components required in order to run an affiliate program effectively, because people might be thinking, oh gosh, do I need to have special sales pages for everybody and send them a PayPal, you know, invoice of their commission, and it feels overwhelming. So like, run us through what that looks like, the tech part.
Yeah, definitely the tech part, I think, is where people get hung up. And I always encourage people, keep your tech as simple as possible. And there's so many different affiliate platforms out there that you can use, and they range in tech complication and setup. The one that I like to recommend the most is called Lead Dyno. So LeadDyno.
Okay, and we'll link to that in the show notes.
The reason that I like Lead Dyno is, number one, if you're not tech savvy, it's still easy to set up. And they offer like great customer support. So if you have a bazillion questions, they'll answer your bazillion questions. But it's also nice because it actually doesn't require a lot of tech setup. You log in, you get your code, you paste that code on the back end of your website, which is, if you have a WordPress website, super simple to do. Or if you're using like an opt-in page, you just put the code. It's super simple. Like, grab the code, embed it on your website. And then Lead Dyno does all of the tracking for you. And it also makes it easy when you're wanting to pay out commissions, like to track how much commissions a certain affiliate gets. To me, Lead Dyno is the, let me sidetrack, I'm not in any way a Lead Dyno affiliated with them in any way, except to say that I do think like they're the easiest.
Right. So I know that some of the carts that people might use for their digital programs also might come with affiliate programs already set up, right? So Lead Dyno, I imagine, is a really good umbrella program that anybody can use, but are there some software programs where it might already be built in?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're using SamCart in any capacity, they have an amazing affiliate platform. If you are using Entreport or Infusionsoft, like if you have a larger business and you're using Entreport or Infusionsoft, they have affiliate program set up. That's really incredible. If you're using SendOwl for anything, they have an affiliate platform. So you do want to check. You don't want to get additional tools for the sake of getting additional tools.
Right.
So check in with whatever website and email CRM that you're using to see if they do have an affiliate platform.
Perfect. And then if they don't, that's when you can go to Lead Dyno.
Lead Dyno. Yep. And I will say too, if you're using, if your site is on WordPress, there's a plugin called WP Affiliate that's actually really nice for using if you have a WordPress site.
Okay, great. Yeah. So let's chat about affiliate commission percentages, because I think it can probably be pretty hard to know what the industry standard is for digital products. And especially if we're talking about memberships versus courses versus somebody who sells digital templates or, you know, downloadable things like that. What are your recommendations kind of around approaching that?
Yeah, so it's absolutely whatever you want to decide. I will give some parameters for that. So you never want your affiliate to make more on the product than you do, because you're the one that put your learning and knowledge and skill set into developing that product. Having said that, you want your affiliate commission to be generous enough that your affiliates are excited to promote your service or your digital product or what have you out into the world. I think 30 to 40% is pretty standard on digital products. You could go as high as 50%. I wouldn't go much more than that, because then you're making less than the affiliate. So I think 30 to 40% is kind of the sweet spot.
I
If
think
you're
that's,
trying to, yeah.
yeah, I think I would agree with that. The affiliate programs I've been involved in, they're generally in that same range too. And you're right, it does motivate you as the affiliate to really want to make sales, because if you're promoting a $500 course and you're going to make 30%, like that's a really good payday for you too, right? It's a really nice way to, I'm all about like diversifying your revenue streams. And that's a really nice way to bump up your overall income.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say with membership sites, so if you have like a recurring monthly membership, I think 20% is more standard, because even though it's lower on a month to month, they'll make more over time because they're getting 20% of every monthly payment.
That
So
makes sense.
that's really nice. Yeah.
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 And you know, either way, whether it's 20%, 30%, 40%, that is way more than you make on than like as compared to physical products. Like when I'm talking about, you know, the stuff I do have done with Amazon in the past, or I've worked with Reward Style, which has a lot of brands under their umbrella for promoting, you know, whether it's like products at Wayfair or something like that. The commission's like 3%. So, you know, like 20% and above is pretty amazing.
That's
So,
pretty amazing.
and it will add up quickly, right? You can imagine how many like what, you know, yoga mats on Amazon I would need to sell in order to make any kind of money as like at 2% on my blog, right?
Absolutely.
So, what are your recommendations for running a successful affiliate program? Because it is definitely more than just setting somebody up with a link. I'm sure that there's a more thorough way to run an affiliate program that actually, you know, creates effective affiliates and sales for your business.
Absolutely. So the key to success with an affiliate program is communication and making sure that your affiliates are well taken care of. And the reason for that is because our businesses are number one on our mind. They're not number one on our affiliates' minds. And so
Totally.
we want to make it as easy as possible for them to get everything that they need in order to promote. So you want to stay in close communication with them from the very beginning. So get them their affiliate link, make sure that they have all of their materials. And you can do that by putting together an affiliate promo packet. And so basically what that is, it can be as simple as a Google Doc. Here's your affiliate link. Here are your social media graphics. Here's the copy you need or can edit to fit your own audience. So make it as easy as possible for your affiliates to promote you. Give them everything that they need. Don't make it to where they have to go, okay, well, what image can I use for this post? Or where can I find the details of this digital product?
Right, so kind of including a swipe file of images.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you also, one thing to think about too is create sort of an onboarding process for your affiliate. So if someone agrees to be an affiliate for you, send them a welcome email that, you know, thanks them for wanting to promote you, and then cluing them in to how your affiliate program works. So sharing when you pay commissions, where they can find their details, where they can go if they need support. So like I said, the key to success is making it so easy for your affiliates to affiliate for you.
Absolutely. And so I guess my other question is, as digital product sellers, we might have two different ways of selling our product. We may sell it in an automated evergreen kind of way, and then we might also do live launching. Do you recommend using affiliates in both instances?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can use affiliates in both instances. And the difference is when you're launching, you want to kind of do a build up with your affiliates, like let them know when your launch is coming. Here's what to expect during the launch. Here's when cart opens. Here's when cart closes. So you have to keep them very informed about your launch. That way they're not promoting before or after your launch, which
Right.
would cause headaches. But for evergreen, you want to still keep them informed, but on a more routine basis. So it could be sending out like a monthly affiliate newsletter or sending them a monthly email letting them know, hey, you know, you made this much in commissions and I'll be paying you out on the 15th.
Right. And I assume that part of what your service offers is running. Like, do you do that for people, I assume, is that you run, you create that Google Doc, create those swipe files and everything and send out, say, that monthly email. Is that part of the service that you provide?
Yes, I actually work with my clients in two ways. One, I actually just sell the templates and not sell the tech resources, but a list of tech resources. So if someone wanted to DIY their own affiliate program, basically it's a bundle that gives them everything that they need to implement.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice because one of the things I really believe is an affiliate program does not have to be hard to set up. And then I also do done-for-you services for people that want to like hand it off. Like, I don't have time for this. Let me have someone else do this.
Right. But yeah. If somebody wanted to, if they already had a VA, they could also purchase your bundle, set it up, and then hand it over to their VA to kind of maintain from then on. Because I totally see what you're saying. If you like set it up properly from the beginning, then it's something that can really just run on its own.
Exactly. Yep. So once you get past that initial tech setup and you create your affiliate onboarding process, from there, you should just need to do, you know, check-ins with your affiliates each month. But other than that, your tech is already set up. You've got the hard piece behind you.
Exactly. And so in terms of finding affiliates, I would think that there's sort of two ways to do it. One is that I presume any past client or student is obviously going to make a great affiliate. So how do we capture those people? And then second to that, is there another way to get affiliates who aren't past clients or students? Like, should we be reaching out to people who we think would be a good fit?
Yeah, so the best type of affiliate to have is someone that's passionate about your work. And they can be passionate about it because they're a past client, or they can be passionate about it because like they know and love you and have maybe worked with you in some other capacity. And so they know what, just by having a relationship with you, they know that whatever you're offering, they love, whether they've, you know, taken your program or bought your service or not. So with your past clients, you can just reach out to them in a capacity saying, hey, you know, I'm launching X program or X product, and I'd love to have you be an affiliate. Let me know if you want details. You can also reach out to people that are in your industry that offer a complimentary service as you, or offer a program or product that is a good complement to your product. You can ask them if they'd like to be an affiliate because it makes sense for them to promote you because it's a nice complement to what they're offering and there's not a conflict of interest. And I will say a lot of people, I think they need to have affiliates that have large lists. So like have an affiliate that has like tens of thousands of people in their community. You can be successful with an affiliate that has a very small following. What you want is someone that like cares about your product and is excited to promote you.
And has the same target audience, right?
The same target audience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So do you have any either like stories of really successful affiliate campaigns that you worked on, or yeah, like any just little, even like little ninja tips you've used in the past to kind of increase conversions?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, this is actually one of my favorite affiliate stories. And it's, I have a client that has a program on women's development, like women's empowerment. And the program's $350. Mm-hmm. And we did a very small affiliate launch for it. And it was actually a few women had reached out to us to ask if they could affiliate for her program, is how we kind of got her started with it. And she had 8 affiliates. And these were not women that were in the digital space whatsoever. They didn't have lists. They didn't have followings. None of that. They just had taken my client's program before and wanted to be an affiliate for her. And so those 8 women ended up referring 17 sales, which is actually a lot, you know, 17 at 350. I forget what the math is, but it's, I mean, that's a lot of money. Yeah. And what was nice is that my, you know, those 8 women made a nice chunk of change for people that are not in the business space. And then my client also got 17 additional clients just because these women were passionate about her program, which I think speaks to the fact, again, you don't have to have affiliates with a large list. Like, find affiliates that care about what it is that you're offering, and you can have a lot of success for that.
Absolutely. And then I would imagine she was probably able to replicate that, right? Because she has created all that material, you've created with her, and then you can go out and do it again and again and again with new groups of affiliates every time.
Exactly. And one of the things that I think people get hung up on affiliates too is make more sales, but affiliate programs are a great way to grow your list. So even if they don't become a sell during your launch or right then and there, they're on your list and you have the potential to convert them further down the road. So even just as a list building aspect, affiliates are a great way to expand your reach.
Absolutely. So do you recommend in our online courses or memberships or any kind of digital product, do you recommend somewhere in there having like a little lesson or blurb or whatever that alerts students to the affiliate program?
Yeah, so usually you want to wait until they've gone through your program or consumed whatever the materials are that you're selling. That way they have seen what your work is about and hopefully implemented and had success of their own in whatever capacity your program is. And then you can let them, a good place to do it is let them know like, hey, I'd love a testimonial from you. And then if they give you like a great testimonial, you can say, hey, you know, would you like to make some extra money sharing about this? So after they've submitted a testimonial is a great place to ask for them.
That's a really great sequence because I know people before have gotten lots of people to sign up for their affiliate program, but then nothing happens of it. And so you just have all these people who are supposedly affiliates who don't really do anything. So that step-by-step system of like, yes, go through the program, download the material first, then we're asking you for a testimonial, and then you get to be an affiliate. Like, I really love that kind of system.
Exactly. And I will say one other thing that I'll mention is that you do want to be a little bit picky about who you let affiliate for you, because in some ways your reputation as a business owner is there. The affiliate's reputation can reflect on your business essentially. Because
right.
If there's someone that's known for scamming people or just promoting like weird stuff, and then they go and promote your business, people are going to think, oh, you know, that's Kelly's business. And
right. You may not want to be in conjunction with somebody like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So just something to consider.
So the other thing I wanted to ask you about was kind of gamifying an affiliate promotion, because I've been involved with affiliate promotions, things like the Genius Bloggers Toolkit and summits put on by, you know, folks like software programs like Teachable, for instance, that I've used in the past. And they really like to kind of gamify the affiliate launch, things like having a prize for the top affiliate, and not just the one who sells the most, but the one who maybe has the highest conversion rate, or like they seem to track a lot of stuff and make it into a bit of a contest. Have you ever done anything like that with your affiliate promotions?
Yeah, having a leaderboard is a great idea. And I will say it is better to do your leaderboard based on conversions. So because if you do it based on sales, like the number of sales, if you have an affiliate that has like just this massive following and you have a smaller affiliate, the sales, so one might have lower sales and one might have higher sales, but it's not that it's not fair. It's just that, of course, they would have higher sales. They have the larger audience, but it would be interesting to do it based on conversions, because the person with the smaller audience could have insane conversions considering their list size.
Absolutely.
It makes it a lot more fun for the affiliates, because everyone wants to win a special prize. And you don't even have to do it like, oh, you know, the top affiliate gets $1,000. It could be the top affiliate gets a one-on-one session with you, or the top affiliate gets a free spot in your program. So it doesn't necessarily even have to be something that costs you additional funds.
Right.
That they would want money.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
I know that with the Genius Bloggers Toolkit affiliate promotion, they always have two different prizes. One is for the top sales and one is for the highest conversion. And when I was an affiliate for that, for this product, like in my early, early days, because I had used it myself as a blogger and genuinely got a lot of value out of it. So when I started to talk with other sort of bloggers and business owners in like a, you know, business strategist capacity, I knew I wanted to do the affiliate program for the Genius Bloggers Toolkit. So I went ahead and I did that. And I was in and amongst, you know, these like seriously popular, huge names that I had looked up to for years and years and years. And suddenly I was at the top of the conversion board. So like exactly to your point, I definitely did not have as many sales as those folks. But I was, you know, because my list was smaller at the time and I was really working hard on building a strong relationship with all those people on my list, they trusted what I had to say. And, you know, I had a really high conversion. Sadly, I didn't win the top prize. I lost it in the last couple of days. But I still like am very proud of the fact that my name was showing up there so high when I was still like such a newbie in that space.
Absolutely. And I think too, doing it based on conversions and not necessarily sales motivates people that say, you know, if they can see who your other affiliates are, they won't be like, oh, I know Jane has 100,000 people on her list. I'll never compete with that. And then so they're not as likely to engage with your affiliate program. So it's
absolutely
upfront about how that will work.
Absolutely. And one thing that I remember that particular group did really well is, to your point, they had all of the assets right there. So, you know, I like beyond just having imagery, they would have swipe copy for the emails for you to send. And yes, it would be all written, but there would be like little sections where they'd highlighted to say like, put your story here or like give your, you know, make it personal to you here. So literally it was like copy paste it into your email service provider. Mm-hmm. Input your own personalized stuff, but really to plan out the affiliate launch took half a day because it was all there for you, right? So it was, I can really see the value of doing that. And their whole business runs on affiliates. That's how they sell all their products.
Yeah. And anytime you can give your affiliates the items that they need, but the ability to personalize it, they're going to make more commissions because their audience will connect with their own story more than they'll connect with them sharing someone else's story that they don't know.
Absolutely. So I just love this. So let people know, can you just talk a little bit more about what we can find at createyouraffiliateprogram.com?
Sure. So the first thing that I have there is a free download, and it's Affiliate Programs 101, 5 Steps to Creating a Successful and Profitable Affiliate Program. And it's just a guide that walks you through the 5 steps that you need in order to implement your affiliate program. So you can really take that and run with it. I also have my affiliate template bundle that you can purchase if you already know that you want to do an affiliate program. And it basically includes everything that you need to create your affiliate onboarding process. And it also has a download of the tech pieces that you need in order to get your affiliate program started. And I also have a waiting list for, I'm going to be doing a Create Your Affiliate Program workshop if you want to create your affiliate program in real time. So that'll happen in August.
Ooh, that's fun. Okay, we'll definitely make sure the links to all of those are with the show notes. And the other fun thing is that Kelly is a member of my membership program of The Passive Project. So I am really excited, especially excited to have her on the show today because of, you know, we're now involved together in the community and it's really fun to have you. So Kelly, can you just say for a second, like what your experience inside of the Passive Project has been like so far? Cause I love kind of hearing a little bit more about that and maybe what being a member has like done for your business.
Yeah, happy to share more. So I love the Passive Project. And what I love about it is that it's very actionable. So when you sign up, you can go through the different modules and it's step by step. And so you really, to me, what has been so helpful is that when I needed to know about something or expand on something, I could just go in there and go directly to it, watch the video. And it's not fluff. It's a very actionable, like, do this and this will work sort of thing.
I love that you said that. That is like, I feel like I need to make that a tagline or something. Yeah. I even had a student one time send me a card in the mail saying, Gemma, I love the fact that these are no fluff trainings. Like you get right to the point and you, cause that's how I like to learn, right? Like I'm a really good student. You tell me what to do, exactly how to do it. And I go and I do it. Right. So that's kind of how I like to deliver lessons as well.
That's exactly the kind of student that I am too. And like the amount of content that you have in there is a little mind blowing. Like it's nice. And I feel too, like I know a lot about like launching and implementing sort of things, but I've learned so much about this, like the order to do things and the steps to do things. One of the things that I implemented was deadline funnel. And that was something that you cover in one of the modules, like urgency. And that's been, I don't know. I've gotten so much out of it.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I really feel excited about that. So awesome. I love connecting with you and all the other members in there. So, okay, perfect. We will include in the show notes the link to Kelly's freebie so that you can go and find out more about how to implement an affiliate product or an affiliate program and whether or not it's the right step for you and your business and your products. And I know for myself, Kelly, I think you and I are going to take this conversation offline because we are going to need to talk about how I can create an affiliate program for the Passive Project because it has been on my to-do list for a long time. And now that we've chatted about it, I'm realizing I'm probably leaving money on the table by not having an affiliate program, right? And so especially right now in the summertime when things are often a little bit slower for people and they're in business, this can be a great time to create something like that in order to ramp up in the fall. And especially Black Friday, all those kind of, especially when we're doing big, a lot of people time their launches or sales around big shopping events like that, right? So this is a good time of year. So thank you so much, Kelly, for being on the show today. We so appreciate having you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was fun.
Oh my goodness. Wasn't that just such a great interview? I am going to be skedaddling on out of here to go and create affiliate programs for all of our products, having talked to Kelly. I just wanted to also let you know that tomorrow we have our brand new live masterclass happening at 2 p.m. Eastern, the Passive Project Method, how to get more sales on autopilot using email marketing. So if you aren't already signed up, make sure to check out the link in the show notes so you can head on over and register yourself to attend that new masterclass. And we do have the doors open right now to the Passive Project membership. They are only going to be open until Thursday, so make sure to hop on into our membership if you aren't already a member. If you are a digital product creator, this membership is the spot for you. We talk all about how to create amazing email marketing systems to get more sales on autopilot and basically just how to grow your dang business. So I would love to see you in there. The membership closes up on Thursday, so make sure to join before then. And don't forget, if you like this podcast, leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It makes a huge difference to us to be able to continue to create more content like this for you. So please go ahead and do that. And if you do want to snap a pic while you're listening to the show and share it on Instagram, make sure to tag me at gemma.bonhamcarter. And I would love to share it in my stories. That's it for today. We'll see you next week on the Passive Project Podcast.